First of all, can you tell us all about your book, All of Me?
About my book, All of Me? Well, it's about my life, and I wrote it about 2 years ago, and it came out September, hardback. It did great. It went to number two. I got beaten by the Beatles. Well, that can't be bad, though, can it? And John Lennon always wanted to do a Carry On, a bit in a Carry On. So when our director said, oh, no, we don't want the Beatles in the Carry On. So it's a little, I think, John getting his own back, looking down, saying, get you off the top. And now the paperback's out, and I'm going around doing all the signings, and which is lovely. It's great.
Excellent stuff. Just quickly, tell us about the real East End, if you can.
Don't think I can tell you about the real East End. I'll tell you for why. I only lived there for 3 years. Right. My mother was one of those Cockney snobs who wanted to better herself, and she moved us up to North London, Stoke Newington. Yes. Now a lot of people don't use and move back to the East End, you know. And that was it. So when I did a show called Things Ain't What They Used To Be and Sparrows Can't Sing the movie, and that was all East End, you know, I went back down the East End as a grown up. I was 21, 22, and I went around looking at the East End, see how much it changed. It had changed. The buildings were still the same, but there were roads gone, you know, a road that I lived in, Flower and Dean Street, that had gone, but Petticoat Lane was still there. It was just different, you know, not so many Jewish people, more like Bangladeshi, you know, still community people like that. There was still that good feeling down there, you know, but I'm sure there's other people that would be far, you know, better to talk about the East End.
Right, okay then. Why have you chosen Brentwood to do your book signing?
You know, you do a book and the publishers say, well, this is where you'd like to go. You know, this is where we'd like you to go. And I did say last year that I'd only got a chance. I think I did just Basildon down here. Yep. That's right, you know. And so I was really pleased because I always think of myself as I'm kind of a little bit of Essex girl, although I went North London, you know what I mean? Yep. I went from the East End to North London. People from the East End, they either go Essex or North, you know, North London, and we chose to go that way. But I've got family down this way and friends. So, and I always, as I say, think of myself as a little bit of an Essex girl, you know, because I'm a great white stiletto heel lady.
Excellent. What about Brentwood? Do you like Brentwood?
It is. It's very funny. I've just been talking to the people here, and I said my mum is being this Cockney snob. As much as we went North London, she always wanted to live in Essex, and she said, I want to live in Brentwood. And I said, Brentwood, why do you want to live down there, Mum? She said, no, it's a very nice part of Essex. She ended up in Rayleigh, actually. Right. And she always used to say to me, don't tell anybody. So I said, what do you mean? She said, if they say, just say, actually, my mother lives in Essex. Near Brentwood. She wanted me to say, near Brentwood or near Westcliff. And yet she was so happy in Rayleigh. I've come down this main high street. What I liked about it, was they kept the facade, you know, they don't seem to have pulled everything down. I mean, there's all these Kentucky Fried Chicken places and all that, but at least the front is still the same, and I quite like that. I'm devastated just to have heard that the cinema's gone. Get a cinema. I can't believe it. Build a nice little cinema. You have tea, you have your coffee, your popcorn, your sweets, you can have a drink.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, you have the plastic glasses, you sit there. Because people are going to the cinema now.
Very true. Just quickly talk about EastEnders. What's it like starring in EastEnders?
It's great. I'm not starring, I'm in it. I'm in EastEnders. EastEnders is the star. It's terrific. I mean, it came at a great time in my life when I thought I'd been in the business about 40 odd years, and I thought, well, you know, I'm doing my one woman show. Is this right? Can I keep going on like this? And I decided that I would become an agent, you know, because I'm very knowledgeable about the business. So I was writing all these letters to agents saying, aging sex symbol, vast knowledge of showbiz. And then suddenly the call came from EastEnders. And I'd lusted after EastEnders since it had opened. I wanted desperately to be in it. And it's been absolutely fantastic, you know.
And what does the future hold for Barbara Windsor?
Well, I've got another year's contract with EastEnders, which I'm happy to say. And they're very kind. In as much as they've allowed me to, you know, write a book and do these interviews and go around the countryside and I've they allow me to do my staff for a night on a Saturday night and I've got the Jack Deeg show lined up and Nick Hancock. They're very good. They always say is, don't wear yourself out, Windsor, only you will know that. And I always say back to them, well, I'll always know my lines and I'll always be on time, and they know that I'm of the old school, but I love it there. I love it there with a passion. They're great people. It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Excellent. Just one more question. Are you going to continue with straight acting or go more into comedy in the future?
I've done that, darling.
Right, okay, excellent. Well, thanks for your time, Barbara. Thank you very much.